we try to have a big brother or a big little pair, either brothers or sisters, at least monthly or so. And this month, we have, I should have asked him. I think I have it right. It's John Palenko.
Yes.
I got it. The soft or the silent G.
Yes.
That was my assumption. And we also have Vinny here, too. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
And Vinny, how old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 12, and I go to OLMBSS.
And where's that?
It's in Natrona Heights.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Who else is in your family?
My mom, my grandma, my pap, a lot of my cousins, my aunts, my uncles.
Oh, that's great. Is there any friend or family member you'd like to say hello to?
No, I don't think so.
Great. It's nice to have you here along with us. And John, whereabouts are you from?
I live up in Pine Township.
Now, Pine is in sort of the North Hills.
North Hills,
and
yes.
So you guys get to travel some miles together between Natrona Heights and Pine.
We do.
Have you been matched for a long time?
3.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And Vinny, tell me what it was like the first time you guys met.
It was pretty short. We went across the street and played baseball and just talked to try to get to know each other a little bit better than we already did.
That's was it a little, were you apprehensive at all, or
I
would be.
I was a little nervous.
And how about for you, John?
No, I wasn't nervous. Although I was, initially when I signed up to do this, I was expecting to match with an older child. And when Vinny and I met, he was 8. And I thought, wow, that's going to be interesting. But we hit it off right away.
Yeah, and now you've got an older person.
Yeah, now he's 12.
Yeah.
What made you interested in becoming a big brother, John?
When I was a boy, my father died when I was about 6, and my mom signed me up for Big Brothers out in California when I was about 8 years old, about the same age that Vinny was when he signed up. And I've always wanted to give back and do it, and the time was just right. A few years ago, I saw an ad, a campaign that they were looking for men in particular, and decided it's time to do it. And here we are.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you still in touch at all with your big brother from your childhood?
No, I'm not.
But he must have made a huge difference in your life.
I remember him. I have some memories of doing fun things, which is kind of what we do. Vinny and I, we have fun together.
Vinny, what are some of the things you like to do?
I like to play baseball a lot.
And is your preference, maybe you like both, but a lot of kids I know prefer, and adults too, prefer to be hitting or out in the field. Do you have a preference?
I like catching and throwing better than batting.
And when you catch, do you mean playing catcher?
Yeah.
That's a tough position to play.
I've tried it. It's hard.
Yeah. Do you have a catcher's mitt?
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah, I had one, and it's tough to get those working the right way to get them to go. What other kinds of things do you like doing?
We've gone to a couple different museums. We've went to a pirate game.
That had to be fun.
Yeah, it was. We play basketball. We do a lot of different things.
How do you guys keep in touch when you're not physically together?
Usually through my mom's email.
That's great. So you can, are you ever able to, you know, just talk about stuff? Anything that comes up? So if you're not together, you can send a note or something?
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times over the email. Something comes up and we're not all available, but it always comes back around to do it again.
That's great. I'm curious what you do for a living, John.
I work as a federal probation officer.
And is that what brought you to the Pittsburgh area?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been in the area now?
8 years.
Wow. And your time was previously in California?
Yes.
Have you been to California at all, Vinny?
No.
So John could probably... I was in California for the very first time in April of this year. I made it this far in my life without ever having been there. And I was glad to go. I mean, but I was amazed it took me that long. Do you ever think about maybe going there to see what it's like?
It would be awesome, but at the same time, I don't know, with school and with my mom's work, I don't even know when we could get there.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really pretty busy. Do you like to travel? Do you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Where have you gone?
When I was younger, I used to go to the beach with my grandma and grandpa and my mom. I've gone to campsites with my uncle, things like that.
That sounds great. I noticed you have a shirt on that says Maine, and I'm thinking that might be just a shirt on the place. You haven't been all the way up to Maine, have you?
No, my uncle, he owned an RV, so he got me a couple shirts from all over the place that he's been. So that was pretty cool.
That's fantastic. So what difference, I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you thought about, it's been 3 years, right? So how your life would be different without having John?
Yeah, it would be a lot different.
Can you explain, like, in what ways?
I think I wouldn't be as active. I think I'd spend more time in the house than I am now. I think I would be a little bit more shy because he helps me with getting to know people when we go places. I think it'd be like a lot harder just to do a lot of different things mainly.
That's a good way of expressing it. And I'm sure that John has not the identical feelings, but also has reflected a little bit about how his life would be different. And John, have you thought about that?
Absolutely. Getting together with Vinny gets me away from being doing chores, being too responsible, because it's one-on-one time. We just do stuff together and enjoy each other's company, and it's, we do simple things many times. But it's a good break, and it helps me to have some perspective on life and what's important.
I'll bet. I'm curious, Vinny, now at 12, I know I've got people, let's just say under 25, showing me stuff all the time that I had no idea about. Are there things that you've taught John or introduced him to that were already in your life that he didn't know about? Things like any video games or technology. that's really what I was thinking about.
Yes. This one time, I was telling him about how I got a new video game, and he was like so amazed at the different things that you can do with the buttons. And it was really fun to kind of talk to somebody about things that I do that are fun to me.
Yeah, there are times, especially with software and... sometimes in music, people are showing me things that I had no idea. Have you ever gone to see where John works?
I don't think
that,
so.
That
no.
might be a hard facility to visit. But have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I think some type of engineer.
Really?
I'm not sure what kind, but I think so. Yeah.
How come?
I'm not that good with just sitting there and like talking on the phone. I think I'll be better with hands-on working.
You seem to be really good at talking.
I can talk to people, but like sitting on the phone, I'd get really bored. And I think it would be more fun to actually build things that people can use in the world.
Do you like math and science?
Yeah.
I'm
pretty good at them.
Excellent. What are you doing in math now?
I don't even know what they're called.
Oh, yeah, you're just starting.
But we were working on, like, exponents and things like that.
Are you doing, solving equations that have exponents in them?
Yeah, so, exponents, parentheses, multiple numbers, different things like that.
Is it, is it algebra yet? It's,
That's next year. We start pre-algebra.
Yeah, okay, so you're doing... polynomials, I'll bet. If you're not doing them now, you'll be doing them soon. What's your science now?
We're learning about the Earth and the different layers of the Earth.
Very cool. That's it's got to be great. Well, it's so nice to have both of you here. John, what would you say to a dad, or not even a dad, a man who might be considering, or a woman, becoming a big, but they're not quite ready to make the commitment yet? Is there anything that you could say that might get them a little closer?
Well, it's just a chance to learn and grow yourself and learn from the next generation. If you're hesitant, go look on the website for Big Brothers, Big Sisters and see all the things that they do. They put out a lot of photos and clips so that you can get an idea of what you have to do. And they help you if you don't know what to do with your little. They help giving you ideas on what to do. So.
And Vinny, I'm sure you had, I hope you had a choice as to whether you wanted to have a big brother or not.
Yes, I did.
Did you have to think about it, or was it something you immediately wanted to do?
At first, I wasn't sure. I didn't know, like, what it was. My mom told me about it because she knew some of her friends who did it. So I was kind of skeptical about it, but I looked on the website, saw some of the pictures and things that they were doing, and I considered that it would be pretty fun.
I'm really glad that you did. You're really articulate. Do you like to write?
When I like to write about things that I like, sometimes writing about different things are a little bit less fun than other things.
What do you like to write about?
Topics that I can choose. So, like, if they do, like, a writing about sports or somebody that you look up to, that I like doing those, or, like different writings about people in your lives. So those are nice.
That's great. As opposed to, like, write me a paper about Thomas Jefferson or something.
I do History Day at my school, so I like history, and that kind of goes with the writing and doing all that for history. And it sometimes can get a little much, but I kind of enjoy it.
That's great. What a great person you are. I've got some little presents. I have a radio patch.
Thank you. And
that's especially for Vinny. If John really wants one, I'll get him one. He might have patches and things. I've got a Youth Express button for each of you. And then to share, I have, you don't have to use this today, it's a pass to the Children's Museum.
Thank you.
That will get you in
Thank
here.
You.
You're welcome. Now, the Children's Museum, you're a little, you're never really too old for the Children's Museum, but I want to assure you, there's an area called Make Shop. When you came in, right when you came in, Make Shop is there. There's a 3D printer, there's soldering, there's an industrial sewing machine. There's some pretty cool stuff that's actually meant for older kids. So if you look today, great. If you come back another day, that's fine too. We should mention Aaron being here today, and Aaron's tiny little Hazel, who is around. There she is.
Yeah.
From Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. I'm sure Aaron would want me to mention that Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is always looking for anybody, bigs, littles, couples. You can be a big couple. And if you would like more information, you can go to bbbspittsburgh.org. Anything else either of you two would like to say?
Definitely try out Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's one of the best things that has happened to me. It was very nice getting to know John and the whole place of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
And same here. It's quite an experience. You never know what an impact you'll have.
Thank you both for being here.